Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I am Sincerely Sajrina, and you are now tuned in to season 3 of Sentimental Value Podcast. Let's go. Self-sabotage. What is it? When do you do it? Why do you do it? Sometimes when you sabotage, you don't even realize it. Or sometimes you do. And you do it from a place of protecting yourself, or you do it from a place of comfortability. And we all know nothing ever comes good from a place of comfortability. If you want to be great, it's going to require for you to do things differently. And sometimes when something has to be done differently, we sabotage it. Again, you may not know that you're doing it, but tonight on the first episode of season 3 of Sentimental Value Podcast, we're going to deep dive into why you do it, when you do it, where you do it, who you do it with, and how you're going to stop. Let's go.
Bold means owning your power. It's also radiating a certain strength and also inspiring others to do the same. To me, it is not just a word. It is literally a lifestyle, a mindset, and also a commitment to always striving for greatness while staying true to who you are. My goal is basically to redefine what it means to be comfortable and stylish. I want to add that extra touch of flair. I want this collection to pretty much serve as a reminder to women that they can dominate their day no matter where they are or what they're doing. It's about creating pieces that transition seamlessly daily from a workout to a work day, to the airport, going out for a casual walk or restaurant, all while boosting confidence and celebrating their inner bold boss. This collection is just the beginning of building a community of women who live life while looking good.
All right, guys, welcome back. So we made it, long awaited season 3, right? I want to take this time to thank each and every person that watches the podcast on YouTube, that listens on all of our audio platforms. So if you didn't know, we are a podcast. We're really a talk show, but we'll save that for later at a later date on a different platform. But while it is still a podcast, we are streaming on all podcast platforms, okay? We are streaming on all podcast platforms. That means I am on Spotify, I am on iHeart, I am on Apple Podcasts, right? And if you do listen on Apple Podcasts, please be sure to rate me, right? And rate me fair. If you think I'm 5 stars, give me 5 stars. If you think I'm 1 star first, please text me, call me, and do the outreach and let me know how I can get better. Or if you want to do a public call out, I am comfortable with criticism, okay? I trust that I don't know it all, and that's how I continue to learn more. But for everyone that does listen and watch on any platform, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. For everyone that's been on me about getting back, right? And getting back in front of the camera, back behind the mic, and really utilizing my gift, I want to thank you, right? And I also wanted to dedicate this episode not only to each and every one of you, but to the past version of myself that even was a victim to myself of self-sabotaging, okay? Even all of this time it took for me to get back in front of the camera was my subconscious, right? Sabotaging, procrastinating, right? Waiting for things to be perfect. And nothing is ever perfect, right? And thank God that it isn't. We're perfectly imperfect. But I also would really like to dedicate this because for me and me personally, I've learned that I am my worst enemy. And I want to be my biggest victor, okay? I am a warrior, therefore I have to be prepared for battle at any point. But I also have to be responsible for not creating my own battles and not getting in front of myself, right? So not getting in front of myself means me getting back in front of you guys. And I want to thank everyone that waited on this. And again, we're going to deep dive in tonight's episode on sabotage, okay? We're all guilty of it. Again, whether we know it or whether we don't. And I think it's a conversation that really needs to be had in today's time, because we are living in times that, yes, are different and challenging and hard, but they actually are greater than a lot of our history and the past things before us, right? We have so much that we can do, right? So much that we can do. We have so many resources, and it's like, why are we not doing it? Why are we not doing it? Why are we not doing it, right? We're not doing it because there's some type of belief system that's inside of you, that's inside of me, right? As humans, we are our worst critic. It's something that you keep replaying, right? We've talked about that tape. You're running that same ragged tape, right? That tells you that you're not good enough, that tells you it's not a good time, right? Or just tells you that, you know what? This isn't going to work right now. The power of now, the present is the only thing that's happening. Get it done now, and that's what we're about to do. So, as you know, for those who have been here before, and if you have not, welcome, welcome, welcome. I love to read, and I suggest that if you have not touched a book, right? Now, if you listen to audiobooks, I won't blast you, okay? At least you're doing something, right? But nothing beats a traditional book. Okay, a traditional book. Please, if you haven't already, I have a book club. It's called SVP Book Club. S stands for sentimental, V for value, P for podcast. SVP Book Club is on Amazon. If you've watched past episodes and you're like, I've never read Law of Attraction. I've never read The Four Agreements. I would love to finally get my hands on 48 Laws of Power. Please go to my Amazon link. I will definitely link it below, always in the description box of the YouTube. And you can go straight to the link and it will lead you straight to the literature. Okay. They say if they want to hide something, they're going to put it in a book. Okay. And when you hide from the book, you hide from yourself. Okay. I feel like that was a bar. Okay. But when you hide from literature, right, when you hide from the book, you hide from yourself, okay? A lot of ourselves are buried in a lot of books. That's why when most people find themselves, they end up writing a book, right? Which that will be loading soon as well. So with that being said, tonight's book is on The Mountain Is You, okay? Transforming Self-Sabotage into Self-Mastery. The author is Brianna Wiest. I love her. I've covered a piece of literature from her from the past. Over, I think it was Sense of Self episode. If you love that episode, you love her books, you're gonna love this one. It's a really good read, okay? So let's get into some of my takeaways when it comes down to the book, okay? The book obviously is going into self-sabotage, but self-sabotage doesn't always look like something crazy, right? It's subtle things that you're doing that you don't even notice that you're doing today, which are rooted in beliefs and systems from the past, which are keeping you from your future. Okay. Does that make sense? If it doesn't make sense, I'm going to go a little bit deeper. Okay. So what happens when you self-sabotage? You're harboring on what is not working right now. You say, oh, I can't do it because this isn't right, or this isn't how it's supposed to be. You're harboring on what's right now, and it's keeping you from what you're trying to do in the future. If you're not too hyper-focused on the now, you are literally living and rotting in your past, okay? A lot of people that self-sabotage are rooted in their past victim selves, okay? You guys know how I feel about the victim mindset. I believe bad things do happen to good people, and it sucks. It's unfortunate, but you also have to trust the process that when bad stuff happens to good people, it actually makes good people into great people. Okay? So when bad stuff happens to good people, it makes good people into great people, but you only get to the greatness when you push past, right? What you feel like happened that was bad, and whatever you felt like you lost within your goodness. Also, last but not least, self-sabotage is really like rooted in you being so afraid of your own success. You being so fearful of your future self, your authentic self, your higher self, that you'll sabotage it. And that you'll do it again and again and again and again, because it's the only thing that makes you feel comfortable and safe. Again, nothing comes great from you playing it safe. So we're going to stop playing it safe tonight. Okay. Now, for my newcomers or my little nosy rosies that really don't care for me, but they want to see what I'm doing, why would you trust me, right? Either I'm a stranger to you or I might be a foe. But even as a family member and a friend, right? Sometimes you want to have a little bit of a fact, right? I know I'm the type of person that evokes a lot of feeling from people, right? And your feelings are valid, but your feelings aren't facts. So let's get into the facts, okay? The Oxford English Dictionary defines self-sabotage as actions or thoughts that are harmful to one's interests and development. Again, self-sabotage are actions or thoughts that are harmful to one's interests and development. Okay. Now, you know, I love a good quote. We're going to define something, right? And then we're also going to quote a few people. These are my top three quotes that I really felt like, and we'll deep dive into the book and we'll quote Brianna, right? And then I'll give you my perspective and then you can quote me. But these are three quotes that I really want you guys to really like listen to, right? And then hear and then write it down if you're somewhere where you can write, right? Put it in your notes, put it on a notepad, a piece of paper, note, a little sticky, wherever. Write this down. We sabotage our greatness because of our fear. Robin Sharma. We sabotage our greatness because of our fear, okay? Now, one of my favorites by Buddha. Your worst enemy cannot harm you as much as your own unguarded thoughts. Your worst enemy cannot even harm you nearly as much as your own unguarded thoughts. And last but not least, and everyone knows this one, and it's an oldie, but it's a goodie, right? Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Nelson Mandela, right? So again, what does that mean? That means that there's something in you that's very bright, right? There's something in you that is so amazing, such a pioneer, a heavy innovator, right? A creator, right? Someone and something that cultivates something that hasn't been seen or heard, but that's so necessary and actually a high desire and in great demand, but you're jumping in front of it because you're scared. Scared of what? Scared of what? Scared of who? Scared of you? Scared of you? Like that, that's what it would have to be, right? So even, let me use myself as an example before I get on your head, let me get on my own, right? So what happens with me is when I'm having a casual conversation, right? Even if it's impromptu or something that was pre-planned, anytime I'm having a conversation and I even listen to my own self, I'm like, I'm telling this person this, but this is something that's related to me. I also have noticed that a lot of my grandiose ideas that I have written down everywhere, right? Because they say when you want something to happen, you write it down, right? You write the vision, you write the plan, right? And I noticed that if I write something and it stays on that paper beyond a year, I did a disservice to myself. And then before I furthermore self-sabotage and say, oh my God, you're not great, Sejrina. Oh my God, you're not good enough. Oh my God, you're a procrastinator. You're a slacker. I'm going to deep dive into like, what was it about my thought, my idea, my dream that really made me hesitant? What was it about my thought, my idea, my dream that made me say, I don't know if this could happen. What was it about my thought, idea, and my dream that made me say, oh, it can wait? It can't wait. Okay. If not now, when? If not who? You. It's always going to be you. And I'm learning for myself that, and I know we've talked about boundaries before, and that plays into self-sabotage as well. But a great boundary to even have with yourself is not to let yourself trick you out of the things that are great for you, right? Because it will happen subconsciously. Playing it safe equates to you sabotaging, okay? You waiting equates to you self-sabotaging, okay? You saying, well, I don't know if that's possible, and you second-guessing it is you self-sabotaging, and it needs to stop. It needs to stop, because the only way you're going to start is if you stop it, okay? So, highlights from the book. Let's go back to the book, right? Again, if you're not a part of the book club, you're missing now. You're missing now, okay? If I, you know, recommend a book and you guys watch the episode before or after and you're like, oh my God, you left off a good spot. Oh, maybe I read this chapter and I thought this. We're actually going to have book club meetups coming up real soon in 2025. Okay. So again, I encourage you pick up the literature and read it. Okay. But a few highlights from the book for me are as follows after a little commercial break. Do you have a book? Do you have a story? What I love about literature, I believe that words are our experiences that are attached to our soul. If you are an author and you want your book broadcast and actually promoted on Sentimental Value Podcast, be sure to contact us at sentimentalvaluepodcast.com. And please let us know what your book is about and what you want readers to know a little bit more, not just about you, but about themselves. We look forward to checking out your book. The book is quoted, "Overcoming self-sabotage is not about trying to figure out how to override your impulses. It is first determining why those impulses exist in the first place." Okay. So again, self-sabotage is two conflicting desires, and one is conscious and one is subconscious, right? So for example, right? I love a good example, a good real life analogy. You say, I'm going to go on a diet, right? And then you don't take out any time to actually go to the grocery store and meal prep your food, right? Which leads to you not being able to be properly prepared, and it equates to a piss poor performance, and then you wind up in a fast food drive-thru, not even late at night, the top of the day, the middle of the day, right? Conflicting. Self-sabotage sounds like, oh my God, I'm going to go back to school next year. I'm going to go back to school. I really want to get my degree. Everyone tells me that I should already have a degree. Everyone around me that has a degree doesn't even know as much as me. The things that I want require for me to have a degree. I need to get a degree. And then when the fall season comes around, you haven't looked into any courses. You haven't researched any institutions. You haven't even filled out your FAFSA or grants or scholarships, right? Now, I won't say, did you really want it? Because maybe you did, but you really didn't want it that badly, right? Self-sabotage says, I want a good partner. I want someone who loves me, someone that I can trust, someone who I can have great conversations with. And then you meet someone who can be that, and guess who's the monster? You start arguments, you pick fights, right? You over-criticize, right? You undermine them, and you don't set up an optimal environment for the relationship to flourish. Why do you do that? Because you want to get in front of your own pain, right? So self-sabotage is not only rooted in our own conscious comfort, it's also rooted in our unconscious sabotage to create pain for ourselves as a way to control the pain, because we don't want to leave ourselves vulnerable to the fact that someone else could hurt us. So we hurt ourselves first. Been there, done that, and it gets really old, okay? More highlights from the book that I personally loved. Your old self can no longer sustain the life that you're trying to live, right? They say that your new life is going to cost you your old one. It's time for reinvention and rebirth, okay? And I'm going to be the first person to tell you, and hopefully I'm not the last person to tell you. Everyone talks about an accountability partner, but really a lot of people's accountability partner is their self-sabotage partner. a lot of you are around people that are watching you sabotage yourself. I would like, for dramatic purposes, sabotage to yourself, to me, and really in reality, is a slow death. It's a slow suicide, right? So when you choose to not get inadequate sleep, you know sleep deprivation can kill you. Did you know that? Like, people get hospitalized for that. When you don't eat right, poor diet, right? When you don't monitor your thoughts and you're overly criticizing yourself and doubting yourself, the mind first and then the body follows. A lot of sickness and cancers really start within the mind, right? When you say, I'm gonna stop drinking, I'm gonna stop smoking, but you haven't changed your circle and your atmosphere and your community to support you in that. And support doesn't always sound verbal. It looks like an action. Support says, girl, you know what? You gonna do this, so I'm gonna do it too. Support says, you know what? I'm not gonna leave you to be on that road to self-discovery and rebirth and invention. You know what? I want that for myself too. You know when people say, if you can't beat them, you join them? I think it's something to be said. When people don't join you in things that you know are not only just good for you, but just good for humanity, right? Good for the community. It speaks volumes of the company that you keep. Okay? So I know if you're watching this episode or you're listening to this episode with someone that you know that you are a partner in crime in a bad activity with, right? You side-eye each other, but also, right? And this is something that I really want to have a whole separate episode on, honestly. But I'll say this and I'll leave it here. A lot of the times when you are around people that you feel like love you, and you know that it's not love, it really starts with how you love yourself. You set the boundary for everything, right? So, example, someone knows that you don't smoke, but they know that they could come to your house, and maybe you don't allow them to smoke in the house, but you make them smoke out back, or you let them smoke in the car. It's not just your house that means something. Their body and their life means something too. So do you really love and care for that person if you'll let them do it anyways? Right? And it's a profound thought to have, but it really allows you to look not at the other person like, oh my God, they don't really care about me. No, you should look at yourself. You should really look at yourself. But that's an episode for another day. Back to the book. So Brianna is quoted, and I love this one. You are here, meaning here at the point of self-sabotage, here at the point of I should be doing this and I don't do it. I shouldn't be doing this, but I do it. You are here because a trigger showed you your wound and you didn't like it. So you ran back to where it's comfortable, right? And your comfort zone is killing you. Your comfort is killing you. And you don't even realize it, right? So you're here because a trigger showed you your wound, right? Now, when you pivot into the point of self-sabotage becoming self-mastery, right, it's where your wound eventually will show you your path. But a lot of you don't want to sit long enough in the wound. A lot of you don't want to sit in the point that you're uncomfortable and you hurt in. Right? That upsets you, right? When someone is triggered, everyone like, oh, I need to get around people. I need to get away from people and things that trigger me. No, you don't. No, you don't. Okay? Again, like I've said in the past, the trigger is not the issue on the gun. It's the bullet. So if you're the gun and you allow people to load you up, yeah, when they pull the trigger, that's going to happen. If you're not loaded with the BS, with the nonsense, with the things that don't serve you, the trigger does nothing unless it is loaded. Right? Let me know if I'm getting a little too deep for you. If you enjoy what I'm saying, please below in the chat in YouTube, please thumbs up, like, subscribe if you already haven't, right? Please hit the follow button so you can get more of not just what I'm saying, but more revelation into what you're doing. Okay? I don't want to just save myself, right? I'm an Aquarius, right? So I'm for humanity, right? And most importantly, like, I'll put myself on the front line, right? every time I get in front of this camera, this is me facing myself, facing my fears, getting over my reservations and insecurities, and really being able to not only reveal myself to you, right? Unveiling myself, but revealing more of you to you. I say that all the time. I know everyone has a podcast, okay? I'm tired of it too, okay? But hopefully you're not tired of my podcast, because my podcast is not the place for me to reveal more of me to you. Okay, my podcast is a safe space. It's a real space for you to reveal more of you to you. I want you to really see yourself, and you can only see yourself when you really start to be yourself. Okay, so back to what Brianna said, you're here, you're at this place, right? You saw this title, you saw it was on self-sabotage, and you probably clicked it a day or two late. Welcome. You're now here, right? Time isn't even real. So I don't care if you're here when it premieres or you catch on to it later, right? I just want you to get it. You're here because the trigger showed you your wound. The wound showed you your path. Your path will ultimately show you your destiny, right? You know how people always say, like, I wish God can just show me where I'm supposed to be. If he showed you, it will scare you. Because you don't even know how you're going to get there. And that's the beauty of it. And that's why he don't show you. Because you're going to get there regardless. Okay. And then my last highlight from the book. We do not reach a breaking point due to one or two things. Okay. We don't reach the breaking point when this goes wrong or that goes wrong. We reach it when we accept that the problem isn't how the world is. The problem is how we are. Brianna ate with that. Brianna, you ate with that, honey. Like, because at the end of the day, we think that everything has to change but us. Everything is supposed to change. But what if I told you that everything changes when you change? You don't like that, do you? I didn't either. Sometimes I still don't, right? Because that sounds like it's the easiest thing to do, but it's sometimes the hardest thing to do. But it's so necessary, and it's so rewarding and filling. Okay. So let's say you're watching this, right? Maybe you're being a little messy and you're putting this on for someone to hear or watch because you feel like they're the person that self-sabotages, right? They're your family member. They're your friend. They're your coworker, your colleague, right? They're your intimate partner, right? But guess what? What if I told you that this might be a table for two, not one? Like, what if I told you that you're actually in the company that you keep and that you are? We're now going to run down five types of sabotagers. Are you guys ready? Are you ready? I'm asking the crew now. Are you ready? I love it. I love it. So first things first, first type of self-sabotager, Sedrina, perfectionist. Perfectionist. You're obsessed with the details. Everything is in the details, right? And those details are what's keeping you from starting and or finishing. Okay? It's never going to be perfect. And when you accept the fact, and I've learned to rest in this, and it's been so great to me, when it's not perfect is when you could really work it sincerely. Okay? When it doesn't go as planned, that's when God's plan comes into motion. We want it to always be what we want. It's not about us. It's not about you. Like, it's not about me, right? It's a collective thing, right? And if we focus on us having to be perfect, then that's how we try to require other people to be perfect. And it's just not realistic. It's not real. And it's ultimately not right. It's not right, okay? Type two, the people pleaser. That's a shocker, right? It's a people pleaser. When you have difficulty setting boundaries, when you don't know the power of no, no is a complete sentence. No is enough. Okay. Sometimes you don't have to give the no, just don't give the yes. When you are consistently saying yes, 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 yes to others, you are saying no, 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 no to you. When you choose to put other people before you, you sabotage yourself. When you choose to put other people before you, you teach them how to sabotage you. We'll let that one sit for a minute. Because I know someone's like, well, I'm trying. Are you trying? Are you? Or are you just doing what other people want you to do? Are you really hearing yourself? Or are you too busy listening and saying what other people want? Type three. The type three of a self-sabotager is the binger, right? Do we all know what it means to binge, right? When you say, I'm not drinking anymore, and you don't drink for a couple of weeks and a couple of months, and then you go out, it's not even your birthday. It's somebody's birthday that you don't even like, and they just invited you, and you wanted the excuse to drink, and then you got sloppy drunk, and that ironically, let me show you how the devil trick you. You accepted an invite the night before a big day for you. You went out and had a drink, celebrating the success before it arrives, right? And then it never arrives. You're someone that said, oh my God, I'm gonna eat well. Guess what? You did go grocery shopping. You did meal prep. You have a dietitian. You have your trainer. You're in it to win it. And then you go on vacation and then you just pig out. That's sabotaging everything that you've worked for, everything that you've sacrificed. There's so much beauty in sacrifice. There is so much beauty in sacrifice. People think, oh, when I love something, I just do it all the time and I give it and I get it. No. Sacrifice is you having discipline, is you doing things in moderation, because it means a lot more when you don't do it as often. And then the last leg of being a binger is what everyone loves to do, and hopefully you're not doing it with my podcast, because I just found out in my research for tonight's episode that it's actually detrimental to you, the binge watching, right? Let's say you're tardy to the party and you're just now getting on Sentimental Value Podcast. And let's say this is the first episode that you're watching. Please go to sleep. Get your rest, right? Go do whatever it is that you need to do to chase your dream, and watch the episodes at another time in moderation. Because when you sit down and you binge watch something, that is actually detrimental to your cognitive skills. It really, you are not supposed to be in front of a screen, right? We know that with these, right? You're not supposed to be in front of a screen for a long time, regardless of what you think you're watching, how good you think it is for you. We all know, even when something's good for you, if you do it too much, it becomes bad for you, right? So again, if you're binging, if you're overdoing it, team overdo it. If you're overdoing it, you are self-sabotaging, ma'am and sir. Type four of a self-sabotager, always busy. Always busy. You are not that busy. You are not that busy. Always staying in motion, feeling the need to be here and there and constantly moving is not cute, and it's not healthy. And it's a clear sign and a clear indication that you are running from something. Okay. No one is ever that busy. Your body needs rest. Resting is the hardest form of doing that you could ever do. Please start doing it. Please start doing it. Okay. Always being busy. Oh, I have to go here and I have to do this and I have to do it. You are self-sabotaging your life. We are on limited time, you guys. Don't spend all of it, right, doing the most. Sometimes when you feel like I'm not doing anything, that's when you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. So just slow down. Slow down. And then last but not least, what we all know as self-sabotage is the procrastinator. The procrastinator. Oh, I'm gonna do it tomorrow. I'm gonna do it next week. I'm gonna do it next month. You done looked up a year that went by. Years have went by. Time is not real, but because you choose to make it real, it's not even on your side when you do, because you really think that tomorrow is promised and it's not. And we've discussed this before. The past is gone, and that's what keeps you depressed. The future hasn't happened, and that's why you stay worried. The only thing that's happening is right now. So why not do it right now? Right? So when you procrastinate, you say tomorrow, 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 like it doesn't come. It doesn't come, and it robs you of today. Hi guys, it's Sentimental Value Podcast host, Sincerely Sedrina. And if you haven't already, I would suggest that you follow me. And don't just follow me because I said so. Follow me because you can actually see a lot more of yourself in my
content, okay? We are on all platforms. Check us out on Instagram at Sentimental Value Pod. We are on TikTok as well, and we are doing more than just dancing, okay? If you do not subscribe to the YouTube channel, be sure to subscribe. Turn on your notifications. Make sure you like. Make sure you double tap, and share. When something's good, you want to share it. Please be sure to follow us on all of the audio streaming platforms. We are on Apple Podcasts. We are on iHeart. And we are on Spotify, okay? So please allow us to connect more. I really, really, really want you guys to learn more about you. And I can only do that if you allow me to show you more of me. So please put me on your timeline. I promise you, you won't regret it. See you there.
Okay, so we've now reached the final portion of the episode. Are you okay? Are you all right? Okay, are you still with me? Because like I said, I know sometimes these episodes can be a little heavy. You know, I really wanted to kick off this season with The Mountain Is You, because when most people look at a mountain, right? Mountains are so symbolic, right? Most people think about a mountain when they have something to overcome or they're trying to accomplish something. But mountains can be scary. They can be scary, right? And the term of moving mountains is literally impossible unless there's an earthquake, and that's a very drastic circumstance, right? That is possible, but sometimes it can be detrimental, right? So when you think about a mountain, the beauty of a mountain is that most people who climb them are risk takers. Life only rewards risk takers, right? When someone is climbing up the mountain, right, the higher they're going, it's harder to breathe, right? It's harder to see what's on the other side. The mountain makes you feel like, oh my God, like, am I ever gonna finish this? Was this even worth it? But when you get to the top of it, it's everything. It's everything. So please realize that mountains obstruct the view, right? Mountains change the dynamic of the space, right? Mountains are hard things to overcome, right? But they're also beautiful when you conquer them. So the mountain is you. Okay, I'm sorry to tell you, but I'm gonna tell you out of love, right? Let me hold your hand when I say this. The mountain is you, the issue is you, the problem is you. But the beauty of that, right, is you can be, right? Two things can be true at once, right? You have agility for your problem within yourself to become the solution for yourself, okay? So again, I hope that you guys are still with me. I know sometimes when I go back and I watch my podcast, I'm like, ooh, geez, even sometimes I feel a little convicted. But I think it's very important for us to keep each other sharp, because iron does sharpen iron, right? And I think it speaks volumes when you're able to correct yourself, starting with yourself, not always other people. But when you can correct yourself out of care, it really shows a different level of maturity, emotional intelligence, okay? So I wanted to just deep dive into a few other things before I let you guys back into the wild so you can figure out how you can stop self-sabotaging or how you can get away from those who are self-sabotaging, that don't want to listen, that don't want the help, maybe just not right now, okay? So self-sabotage is not the way that we intend to hurt ourselves. It's actually a way in which we choose or we think protects us, okay? The crazy thing about something that doesn't work in one season is that 9 times out of 10, it worked in another season. That's why you do it. That's why you do it, right? So whatever your coping mechanism is, whatever it is that tells you, play it safe, right? Maybe you didn't grow up financially free, right? Within your family. So you have this underlining like hatred towards wealth and riches that keeps you from going after a high paying job, right? That keeps you from having maybe an annual income marker or metric for your business, right? You want to stay a small business when guess what? You're the next Jeff Bezos. You're the next Elon, but you're not thinking in that way because of your coping mechanism that says, oh, when I grew up, we couldn't have this or we couldn't buy this. So you carry that with you throughout your life, right? whatever made you feel safe as a kid that said, oh, I should just stay quiet and I should be seen and not heard. And that's the safest thing for me to do is now the most dangerous thing for you to do as an adult, because now this is your time to live. Right? We talked about that in prior episodes as well. A lot of us are walking around in our grown big age. You're 30, you're 40, you're 50, but you are still 5, 10, 12, and 16. Right? And it worked then, but it doesn't work right now. Right? As humans, we are guided by comfort. And again, the comfort is killing your hopes, your dreams, your desires, your goals, your ambitions. It is literally killing it. And if we treat it self-sabotage, when we see it, whether that's in other people or ourselves, the way we treat actual suicide, a lot more would change. A lot more would change. Because when you don't choose to go after what you really want in life, when you really choose to kill your dream, right? Like, you know, you have this idea that's stirring in you. You have this thought in your mind. It's like, oh my God, what if, what if, what if? But you trade your what if for the what is, just because what is what you know and where you feel safe. But that's not where you grow, okay? I also want to hit on the aspect of we have to hold ourselves more accountable than we hold other people. When most people hear self-sabotage, they think of relationships, right? Whether those are personal, professional, family, friendship, whatever. But actually, if we got as mad at ourselves when we actually self-sabotage ourselves as much as we do with other people that we think are self-sabotaging us, we would do a lot better in life. Let me repeat that, because the enemy tried to twist my tongue, and I really want you to get this, because this is what is going to free you, okay? You think other people are sabotaging you. Oh, my job, they sabotage. My boss, she trying to sabotage me. My partner, they trying to sabotage me. My parents don't want me to be great. They trying to sabotage me. You're so mad at the thought. You don't know that. You don't know if it's a fact, right? You're so angry and upset about someone else sabotaging you, but you don't even get that angry with yourself, and you know you self-sabotage. You know you do. You know you do. And you more mad at them than you are at yourself. No, get angry with you. And what I love about the emotion of anger, right? Emotion is just motion of what you feel, right? It's your feeling in motion. What I love about when we get mad as humans and when we get angry, things change. Things change. A lot of people try to tell you like, oh, don't be angry. Don't. Some of the most revolutionary things, right, come from rage. The rage of inequality, right? The rage of things not being fair. When you get upset and when you are ultimately so sick of yourself, when you're tired of being tired, you do something about it, right? So again, when you are so anguished with the fact, which is really just a thought because you don't know, right, that someone else is maybe trying to sabotage you. Oh, they doing something to me. They putting voodoo and hoodoo on me. They're gossiping about me. They're spreading lies. You lie to yourself every day. You spread this thought and this feeling that you're not good enough. You gossip about yourself in your mind. You go back and forth with yourself about who you are in your mind, right? Get mad at you first, because then something will change, right? And I'll also tell you this, when you stop self-sabotaging, it will force you to get rid of everyone else that doesn't sabotage you, but also sabotages themselves. Because going back to when you think someone is sabotaging you, even if someone's bold enough and dumb enough to tell you like, yeah, I did this to get back at you, what they did to you is only a reflection of themselves, right? So they're only sabotaging you because they self-sabotage. That was their way of doing it, right? But I also encourage you that when you stop self-sabotaging and you have to let go of those that do it to themselves or have been doing it to you, you need to be very confident in the fact that the people that are for you will meet you on the other side. Again, the mountain is you. The crazy thing about when people hike and do marathons and they bike, the crazy thing is why you see a lot of people do it by themselves. It's not that a lot of people don't want to do it or won't try to do it. A lot of people don't make it to the other side. And you know what that does? That keeps you from ever doing it or ever finishing it because you so scared to be by yourself. It's so much beauty in being by yourself. I guarantee you, if you just take a little bit of time today, this week, this month, and you just sit with yourself for a little while, you'll be able to see how exactly you self-sabotage. But just in case you don't, right? Maybe you identify with one of the five types of sabotagers, but maybe you need a symptom, right? Because most people don't know they're sick until they have a symptom, right? So I'm going to leave you with the symptoms of self-sabotage, and I want you to really, really, really think about if this is you, why this is you, where did this start? Where do you do this thing or not do this thing, right? Who are you with or who gave this to you of why you do this and then how exactly you're going to stop? And if you don't know how you're going to stop, right? One of the biggest well-known ways of self-sabotaging is drug abuse, right? It's not that people don't want to stop. They don't know how. And you can only find out how, right, with a community of people. And that's what hopefully SVP is. We are not perfect over here, but we are real and it is safe. Okay. And I really want you guys to get the education, right, to get the education from the books and the literature and even for myself and be entertained by me, be entertained by you. Right. But I also want you to be able to be motivated and inspired that you do not have to be the person that you are today, tomorrow. You get the option, the choice, you have the power and you get a decision to change. Okay. So symptoms of self-sabotage are: one, refusing to ask for help. You know you need help. And I'm not even talking about the extremity of, I need to go find an AA meeting. I need to be on a 12-step program. No, you just need help. You don't know how to do this one little thing. And guess what? That one little thing that you don't know how to do is stopping you from actually operating in your gift, right? God has a weird sense of humor of tying us to one another. If your idea only takes you, it's not big enough. So when you start noticing that you need people, you have something. Don't sabotage that. Two, controlling or micromanaging behaviors. If you're controlling with other people, it's not that you don't trust other people. You don't trust yourself. You don't trust yourself. And you're sabotaging things by trying to make things fit into a box and try to get people to act a certain way. Let go, let go, let go. Be free. Free yourself first. And that's what allow you to let other people be free. And it's so much beauty in freedom. But if you're controlling situations and scenarios of people, places, and things, you are sabotaging the experience of life. Three, setting goals that are too high or too low. Okay. Let's be realistic. We could be anything in the world. Let's be real. Okay. When you set a goal that's entirely too low, why are you saying, maybe I should do this? You already know how to do that with your eyes closed. Or you're setting a goal that's astronomically big that you know is going to take more than you, and you, I'm going to just do it by myself because I don't trust nobody, right? Or you set a goal so high that you know you haven't taken the necessary steps and you don't plan or want to take those steps in between, so you just shoot for 100. Symptom four, negative self-talk and extreme self-criticism. No one wants to be around negative Nancy. No one wants to hear about your insecurities all the time. It's a safe space, right? We all have them. But you know what really just grinds my gears is when I'm around someone that I'm able to see good in, great in. I see so much light, and it's like they want to live in bad and in dark. And I personally, learning my own self-sabotaging methods, right? I choose not to be around that because when I choose to be around that, I sabotage myself. And it actually speaks volumes of what I think about myself. You are the company that you keep, right? So if you are maybe that person that feels like, oh my God, I'm not as smart as him, or I'm not as cute as she is. Well, if they're around you, they would have to think you're cute and smart. I don't think anyone that's nice looking and actually intelligent would be around someone that didn't have likeness. Maybe you don't see yourself the way they see you. and maybe you should start. Okay. 5, a symptom of self-sabotage, you're making excuses and you're shifting blame. I can't do it because I could have did it, but well, if this was probably like this, or she shouldn't have did this, or he did that. No, no, excuses, 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 excuses. They're disgusting. They're disgusting. Like, literally, they're making you sick. They're making me sick. They're making everyone sick because it's just disgusting. Like, stop making an excuse. Okay, if you can make an excuse, you can make a solution. You can make a plan. You can do something. It takes a lot more energy to shift the blame than it is to just accept accountability and responsibility. Okay. 6, undermining your goals and values. Well, I'm going to just do this. I can cook, but you know, I'm just a little chef. No, you're not a little chef. You're just a chef that could become a big chef if you stop thinking small and you start doing bigger things. Right. Oh, well, you know, I just finished my little degree. It's not much. It's just an associate at a community college. What, some people still haven't graduated high school. Give yourself credit. If no one gives you credit, give yourself credit. Stop undermining your goals and your accomplishments, okay? Pat yourself on the back and hold your head up high, okay? Because someone else is dreaming to accomplish what you are overlooking, okay? 7, substance abuse with drugs and alcohol, but then also, right, when we're talking about overindulging, binging, overspending, the financial part, right? Let's say you grew up financially not in the best situation, right? And guess what? You went off to school, you thought of a grandiose idea, and now you work for a corporate Fortune 500 company, or maybe you've built one, right? But you're spending money just as fast as you getting it in. Because subconsciously, you don't even think you deserve it. You guilty about holding on to it. Overspending, not maybe even on yourself, but on your family and friends, on people you don't even like and you know don't like you. but survival's remorse, right? Separate episode. Symptom 8, constantly seeking approval. You are self-sabotaging yourself by thinking that someone else has to validate you. Mm-mm. You validate yourself. You validate yourself. You don't sabotage yourself and say, I'm going to wait until someone else tells me I'm her, I'm him. No. No, you just need to stop worrying about them. That's what you need to stop. You need to stop worrying about what other people think. You need to stop worrying about what other people say. And you need to start caring about, right, and propelling yourself and what you think and what you say and what you do in regards of your life. Because that's the only thing that matters, right? 9 is a symptom of self-sabotage. Drum roll. You're reluctant to speak up for yourself. You are reluctant to speak up for yourself. Can I say that in the mic check? Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. You don't know how to speak up for yourself. You know something is not good for you. You know someone is not being good to you. You know something is not the best scenario for you, and you stay silent. Silence is violence. Period. So when you choose to not speak up for yourself, you are sabotaging yourself, okay? Because you don't think your voice matters. God gave you one. Use it. Oh, I'm not going to say anything because who am I? I don't know. Who are you? Who are you? Well, it's not my place to say nothing. like, stop going back to excuses. Again, symptom 9 is when you are reluctant to speak up for yourself. When you are scared and silencing yourself and playing it small and well, I'm not going to say anything. And no, because when you don't say anything, you actually say a lot about how you feel about yourself and what you think about yourself and how you want other people to think about you and treat you. Okay. And then symptom 10 of self-sabotage is actually one that I don't have. You are actually going to drop it below in the comments, and you're going to tell me if any of the symptoms that I gave you, you're like, well, that's not me. That's not me. That's not me. That's not me. But you're still here. almost an hour later, oh, it's something. It's something. And again, I don't know everything, right? Brianna doesn't know everything. Google AI, they don't know everything, right? However, what you do know, knowledge is key. Information is a form of currency. I don't want anyone broke, okay? I want you very rich with information and knowledge. And when you get that, you should share it, right? That's how we grow as a community. So again, I don't have a 10th symptom. You're going to give me a symptom that you notice that you have that is a form of self-sabotage, and we're going to help each other grow, okay? So this concludes episode 1 of season 3 of Sentimental Value Podcast. Let's give some snaps and some claps. Let's clap it up for, first and foremost, Brianna Wiest, okay? Love her, Brianna. We need you on the show, girl. We need you on the show. Again, if you have not read any of the books from the previous episodes, please click the link in the description box below for SVP, Sentimental Value Podcast, book club on Amazon. We are going to start meeting in person so I can touch you guys and we can talk a little bit more. And then snaps and claps for my new home this season, Black Experience Studios, okay? Black Experience Studios, okay? Make sure you check them out, okay? If you're in the Chicagoland area, if you're from here, okay? If you grew here or if you flew here, be sure to check them out. And then last but not least, right? Going back to not self-sabotaging, can we get some snaps and some claps for me? Because it took a lot for me to be here. And I am so appreciative to everyone and everything, okay? I thank God, literally, my prayers. I thank God for the things that he's given me, right? My gifts, my talents, but I also thank God for the things that he took away. Because if I didn't lose certain things or people or even somewhat of my mind a little bit, I couldn't be here right now with you guys helping you, right? And helping you really helps me, okay? So I want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. Again, you are now tuned in to Sentimental Value Podcast. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, because we're worldwide, baby. Shout out to Dubai, London, and Paris. See you soon, and see you next episode. Bye.